You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Jeremy Cogan, who's here to tell us about his experience supporting Celtic as a VI fan. Jerry, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Glad you asked me.
First of all, Jerry, before we get into your love of football and also your love of Celtic, can you tell us a wee bit about your sight loss, please?
I had a stroke 14 years ago and I lost the sight on both eyes to the left. So everything to the left of me is blind. But other than that, I can see not too bad. Nothing great, but not too bad. And that's how I ended up being in the visual impaired section at Parkhead.
Have you always been a football fan?
It's always been part of me. I played it as a young boy. I played in goals for a couple of different teams for the school and what have you. I've always went to the football because I'm the youngest of five brothers. So they always took me, or I begged them to take me and stuff like that when I was younger. And then I just started to go myself, and I'm still good. So it's part of me, if you know what I mean.
So how has the club helped you to enjoy the game following your sight loss?
Right, well, my son is one of the visual impaired commentators, and we go to Parkhead to give you a handset. I take my own headphones, but they'll supply you with headphones if you want. You get a commentary of the game. Some of the boys run about as don't see anything. Some of the women don't see anything at all. So they really need the commentary. Whereas I need the commentary when it's at the far end of the field because I can't tell who's who. It's pretty good. We've got our own wee section and behind the dugout. There's 48 of us. We don't need to go in the turnstile or anything. Whereas everybody else has to go through turnstiles. We don't. We go in through gate two, which is a big, massive gate, and you have no problems getting in. There's a couple of stewards there that help with the disabled and the visual impaired, and if you need them, they'll take you and put you into your seat and what have you, so it's pretty good.
Seems like a proper community aspect to the whole thing. Now, I know that people have got a million different reasons for going to watch football. You've already touched on it a little bit already, but is that part of it for you, your love of football?
It is part of it. Since I've been sitting with the ones in the visual impaired, I've got to be really friendly with most of them. There's 5 or 6 days that are quite close, and we talk about one another and what have you, and help one another out with various things. Because when I lost sight, first I was walking into lab posts and things like that, into doors, stuff like that. We've got our own wee section, we're all going pretty well, we have a good laugh, you know.
Good stuff. Now, finally for you, Jerry, this might seem like a bit of an odd question, but would you recommend going to watch football for somebody who is blind or partially sighted? Like, how accessible is the whole experience, whether that be at Celtic or at any other club?
Well, I've been to quite a few different clubs in Scotland, you know. In general, all of them are pretty good that I've been to. Livingston, Hibb, Ross County, they're all really good because they put you quite near the front. They give you your headset and your commentary. Kilmarnock, they're the same. That's only to name a few of them. So, it's good. It brings it to a bit more life to you, shall we say. I think that's about the best way I could explain it to you. You're still getting to enjoy it, you know.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Jeremy Colgan, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
And thank you very much for having me.